bowel at bowelcanceraustralia.org.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Amelia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the $400 million Pinkimba quarantine facility in Queensland will be repurposed as a police training centre, quelling hopes the site would be utilised for housing. The state government offered $10 million to convert the site into emergency housing, however the federal government deemed it unsuitable due to distance from services. Local and state government officials have expressed disappointment in the decision, emphasising the urgent need for housing amidst homelessness concerns.
The Queensland Parliament is considering new legislation to make ramming emergency services vehicles a standalone offence. The proposal would see offenders who willfully target emergency service vehicles, such as police cars and ambulance, face up to 14 years in prison. These proposed changes allow 60 ramming incidents involving police this year, according to the state government. The Queensland Police Commissioner and the Queensland Police Union have both voiced support for the legislation, which is set to be discussed in the Parliament next week.
In national news, Matt Berryman, the Mental Health Chair for Australia, is resigning after claiming inaction from the Albanese government in the mental health sector. Mr. Berryman resigned, expressing his concerns that mental health has gone unaddressed over the past 20 years in Australia, stating the Labor government promised that was going to happen and it hasn't. Mental Health Australia are due to announce further information regarding the new chair shortly.
Wildlife officers and volunteers have moved 100 whales back out to sea after a mass bleaching event in Dunsborough, Western Australia yesterday. 29 whales died in a beaching event. They have since been removed from the beach by the Department of Biodiversity, Conservations and Attractions to prevent re-beaching by the rescue pod. Spotter planes have also been dispatched to monitor the redirected whales in deep water. Marine biologist Joshua Smith from Murdoch University believes re-beaching is strongly possible. However, he is hopeful they can be kept at bay with vessels.
In international news, Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry stepped down on Thursday after agreeing to resign when armed groups blocked his return to the country last month. A new council has been sworn in, however gangs took advantage of the subsequent power vacuum to gain control of most of Port-au-Prince, the nation's capital. US officials in the White House claimed the swearing-in was a critical step towards free and fair elections in the country, which has effectively become lawless in places due to the severity of gang violence.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with medium chance of showers. It is currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.